Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week. And in the sixth Aliyah of the double Parsha, Matot Maaseh, we have 22 psukim. In this Aliyah, Hashem appoints a representative from each Shevet to divide that Shevet's land in Israel. The Aliyah continues with 48 cities given to the Levi'im, including the six Ari Miklat. Along with these cities, the Levi'im were given land around those cities for their cattle. In Perek Lamed Dalet, when the Torah lists the representatives of each Shevet to be in charge of dividing their Shevet's land in Eretz Yisrael, all of the representatives are called Nasi. For example, Lemate V'nei Dan, Nasi Buki Ben Yogli. Lemate V'nei Zvulun, Nasi Elitzafan ben Parnach. Every one of these representatives are called Nasi, all but three. The first three, Lemate Yehuda, Kalev ben Yefuneh. We don't hear Nasi before his name. Lemate b'nei Shimon, Shmuel ben Amihud. We don't hear Nasi before his name. Mate Binyamin, Elidad ben Kislon. That's Eldad. But there's no Nasi there. Why? Why did the representatives of Yehuda, Shimon, and Binyamin, why did they not get the title Nasi, whereas all the other representatives did? Many Mefarshim offer answers to this question. I would like to share the answer of the Maor Vashemesh, Rav Clonimus Kalman Epstein. He died in 1753. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Melech of Lizhansk. And again, he wrote the Sefer Maor Vashemesh, and this answer is found here. In our parsha. First, the Maor Vashemesh says that Shimon was not called Navi at that time because they were not worthy of having a Nasi because of the incident that we read about at the end of Parshat Balak with Zimri, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. So that's Shimon. But what about Yehuda and Binyamin? The Maor Vashemesh says that the Torah here is teaching us an incredibly important lesson. The Zohar in Parshat Shlach on Daf Kuf Nun Chet Amud Aleph says that the reason the Meraglim spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael is because they did not want to lose their high position in Bnei Yisrael. They were Nesi'im in the desert, and they were afraid that they would lose that status. Kalev ben Yefuneh was one of the Meraglim, and he didn't care about that. He was prepared to give up his honor and give up his position just l'shem shamayim. He said positive things about Eretz Yisrael, even though he knew he'd lose his kavod and he'd lose his status. He didn't care. It was l'shem shamayim. Eldad too. Remember back in Parshat Bahalotcha, in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chavav, the story of Eldad and Medad, who had nevuah. And according to Rashi there, Eldad and Medad's prophecy was that Moshe would die and Yehoshua would bring them into Israel. Parenthetically, that's what Yehoshua was so upset about over there. But in any case, Yehoshua would get the kavod, not them, not Eldad, not Medad. So again, here too, Eldad was prepared to give up his honor just to enter Eretz Yisrael. And so, says the Maor Vashemesh, the Torah here, by taking away Kalev's title, by taking away Eldad's title, the Torah is reminding us of the fact that they were prepared to lose everything. They were prepared to lose their money, their status, their honor. But why? L'shem shamayim. And says the Maor Vashemesh, de'ha'ikar hu, she'ha'adam yihyeh kavanato rak l'shem shamayim, ve'az lo yefsid klum. Sometimes, let me translate, I'm sorry, that the main point here is that a person, everything he or she does should be only l'shem shamayim, and when that happens, they will actually not lose anything. Sometimes we do things for Hashem, and it looks, temporarily and at first glance, it looks like we lose money, we lose cover, what have you. That's what happened here. Kalev and Eldad lost their status. They don't have Nasi in front of their name, so it looks like they lost it. But they did it l'shem shamayim, because in the end, they are indeed called Nasi. They are the ones who will lead their Shevet. They are the ones who will help their Shevet get land in Eretz Yisrael. It's a powerful, powerful message. If we follow the straight path, if we do the right thing, if we do it l'shem shamayim, not only will we not lose, but we will gain even more than what we had before. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.